I'm Aaron Bowman with the Up North Report. A 36-year-old pedestrian suffered life-threatening injuries after he was struck by a police squad car early Wednesday morning. Larissa Donovan has more.
Bemidji Police Chief Mike Maston says the crash occurred around 1 a.m. 54-year-old police officer Robert Brogren was driving northbound on Irvin Avenue near 18th Street. He was performing follow-up work on a previous case when he struck a man. The Minnesota State Patrol identified the victim as 36-year-old Michael Brown of Duluth. He was reportedly wearing all black and standing in the middle of the street. Maston states Brogren and others provided aid to Brown, who was later transported to the Sanford Health Bemidji Hospital. The State Patrol is investigating and reports Brown was suspected to be under the influence of alcohol at the time. Larissa Donovan, KAXC News.
Wildfires in the Superior National Forest continue to grow amid extreme fire weather. Megan Buffington has the update.
Additional evacuations were needed along Echo Trail Wednesday morning, and a new fire crossed into the U.S. from Canada late Tuesday and has spread to about 10 miles southeast of the end of the Gunflint Trail as of midday Wednesday. Roughly 400 firefighters are battling a total of 15 active wildfires. The number of firefighters is expected to increase as more resources arrive. Officials stressed Wednesday that public and firefighter safety is the number one priority. Nick Petrak is the fire staff officer for the Superior and Chippewa Forests.
Things are very dynamic, so I appreciate patience as we try to get out the latest intel. Things change very rapidly. My number one priority fire at 4 o'clock p.m. may switch at 5 o'clock p.m.
While weather conditions may ease some, the broader firefight is not ending anytime soon.
I tell my neighbors down in the southeast part of the country, it takes rain with a name to put out big fires.
Phil Manuel is the incident meteorologist.
Odds are these fires will be here until it snows.
Rangers continue to canoe through the boundary waters to tell campers to evacuate. Forest Supervisor Tom Hall estimates they've reached about 90% of people. Officials also stressed the importance of following evacuation orders. Property owners can choose to stay after they are told to leave, but there's no guarantee firefighters will make it back to you if the worst happens.
That puts a lot of stress on our firefighters, knowing that someone may not have left. That's not something we take very easily.
The worst wildfire smoke Minnesota has ever experienced has also set in across the Northland. Air quality is not expected to significantly improve for at least a couple of days. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
President Donald Trump endorsed MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell for Minnesota governor on Wednesday. In a Truth Social post, Trump called Lindell, quote, one of America's greatest and most hardworking patriots. The other top candidates for governor are GOP-endorsed Kendall Qualls and Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damath. The primary is August 11th, and early voting has started. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is seeking new members for its Environmental Justice Advisory Group. The group advises the PCA commissioners through sharing insights and feedback. The goal is to better inform the agency's work in communities that are disproportionately impacted by pollution. The group will meet about four times a year, with possible work between meetings. Applications are due Wednesday, July 22nd, through email or mail. Itasca County is hosting a public comment period and informational meetings on the draft of the Itasca County Outdoor Recreation Plan. The plan outlines a framework to guide the management, enhancement, and expansion of the outdoor recreation opportunities in the county. It is for 2026 through 2036. The draft can be found on the Itasca County Park System webpage. The comment period opened July 10th and closes August 10th. The first informational meeting was Wednesday in Big Fork. Other meetings will be at Nashwauk American Legion Hall Thursday and at the Itasca County Trailhead Building on July 23rd. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Aaron Bowman, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.